This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvina Brudge
and Christine Wong.
For another 15 or so minutes, you can get in touch with us and tell us what is your biggest concern about delivery services during the MCO. Over on WhatsApp, Eugene has said, "The only worry I have is that it arrives significantly late and my fried chicken ends up soggy."
Oh, no.
That's a genuine concern.
Yeah. That is a genuine concern.
Even outside the MCO, I guess.
for sure. Over on Twitter, what do we have?
My Sire says, at this moment, the hygiene and cleanliness of the food and handling of it is a concern. Kenny Wong says, whether the delivery package and person are virus-free, to be honest, maybe a bit paranoid, but in this MCO period, just about the only way to get infected are such exposure and the odd grocery run.
Right. We have one final story to take us into the end of the show, about a social network where everyone is nice. Social media, especially in the time, of course, of COVID-19, can be as draining as it is escapism. Either way, it has been taking up a lot of our time and a lot of our energy. Now, enter Pop Cannibal's Kind Words, a non-game game on the online gaming platform Steam that lets you reach out but expects nothing from you in return except good vibes. Kind Words, Lo-Fi Chill Beats to Write To is the full name of the game, and it's pretty much the title says it all. There's a small square room with a shelf, a bed, and a desk. Your little avatar sits at the desk and writes whilst chill out music plays in the background. You can send out a letter known as a request and then sit back and wait for responses from other players. Or you can just send out a more general missive to the world to be delivered via paper airplane. You'll need to catch these as they fly by on the screen to read them, by the way. And finally, you can go through your inbox and answer other people's requests.
The reason why this is a sort of a non-game game is because there are no metrics on these letters. The program won't tell you how many letters you've written or responded to. There are no goals to be hit. The only type of gamification that exists in Kind Words are the stickers that are attached to each letter. If you want to, you can try to collect them all, and each sticker also represents an item that can be placed on your little tiny virtual bookshelf if you want. It's your room to decorate. Now, we got all of this information from an article on Engadget, and the author of this article noticed that a lot of the requests in the game seem to come from young people, a lot of kids who are worried about exams or complaining about their parents. And in return, the author of the article received supportive missives in regards to writing about a friend who hurt them and a medical problem they've been having. As the developers put it during a panel at this year's PAX East, it is a social network where everyone is nice. You can report inappropriate comments, and the staff has said that the volume of those has actually been very low and easy to manage.
Yeah, so while this low-key, sort of like no-replies approach takes a lot of the pressure off, it also has its drawbacks. Like, what if you got a particularly good response and wanted to continue the conversation? You can't, as this isn't a pen pal game. If you want a virtual pen pal, you're better off with an app like Slowly, which is available on the Apple App Store and Google Play. Slowly lets you search for people with common interests or from particular countries that, and then just simply write them a letter. The app's name refers to how the program delivers these letters, Slowly, as in how long it would take to write a physical letter to reach that physical address.
Wow.
Yeah. It really requires you to think about what you write. So this is where Kind Words, sort of like one-way approach, really has the advantage, because you don't have to feel bad about not writing back or not writing at all. The game expects like absolutely nothing from you.
Yeah. So you can find Kind Words on Steam, as we mentioned. It's at $5. I don't know what that is in ringgit. And Slowly is totally free. And because, you know, they're both like relatively cheap / free and also obligation free, it's pretty easy for anyone who needs a little pick-me-up to try it, you know, read a few letters, listen to some chill music, enjoy being in the space. Who knows? You know, you might be inspired to write something.
And it's vastly different to TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my word.
I'm sure it is. Do you listen to lo-fi chill beats to study or relax to or whatever on YouTube?
Yes.
Yeah.
I had to find a very specific subset of lo-fi chill beats to listen to, because I found a version of the Studio Ghibli music that had been turned into lo-fi chill hip-hop beats. And I love that because it's both nerd stuff and chill stuff.
Yeah.
See, the Kind Words thing is, it reminds me of something I used to use years ago. It's called Ohmwriter. And Ohmwriter does a very similar thing in that it's not a game at all, but when you want to totally concentrate, it essentially turns your laptop into a space where you can only type. And it's these wonderful backgrounds that they're really nice colors, and it just plays this really nice kind of looping chilled music in the background and nothing else. So there are zero distractions apart from you and this pretend clickety-clack of the keyboard when you hit the keys, and which is something really nice miss.
I think a lot of people have been relying on online services and the internet to try to connect with other people. Obviously, you know, that's a massive need right now, as Kind Words have shown, but also, you know, Animal Crossing, you guys. I don't know if anyone has been on any social media at all in the past couple of weeks, but because Animal Crossing New Horizons came out on the Nintendo Switch this month, and a lot of people have been using it to, you know, connect with other people.